Next up, we've got Sober with Truest Believer.
I am the truest believer. Have you heard the good news? If you think just like me, then you too could be one of God's favorite few. It's not easy being one of God's chosen, to be persecuted and abused. If the tables were turned, the martyrs would burn while singing a different tune. It's a great big old world full of sinners, and true believers are few. Let the Lord decide losers and winners. What else are we righteous to do?
So musically, this song has got all the twang and production that I've come to expect from a sober tune. And it's, you know, it's pretty much genre perfect. And one thing I really appreciate about Sober's work, and I know that Leone has harped on this a couple times, is that the lyrics are always crystal clear. Not only because they're like mixed and performed with great attention to detail, but because they have a really smooth flow and delivery, and they're well enunciated, and the stresses are all in the right places, and there's no awkward jamming together of syllables to make things fit. So, like, without reading the bio or knowing the lyrics, I knew pretty much right away that the narrator, to use a biblical term, is a Pharisee, and that he is hypocritically self-righteous and pretends to be morally superior. And the songwriter, I'm guessing, is an atheist, or at least has a much more nuanced view on religion. I like this quote: "They disbelieve in the same gods as me, plus one, and that's the worst sin of all." And that bit about disbelieving in all the same false gods throughout history, but plus one, is an argument I've heard Richard Dawkins make on many occasions. I think at this point you might as well call it an atheist trope. And let's see, there's this line: "From eternal damnation, the only salvation is my God, specifically to praise." And I think the word "specifically" there lets you know that the songwriter finds this is kind of a bit dodgy. That, like, salvation only comes from one source, and that's my source. And I like all the biblical references in this story, surprisingly. The bit about respecting law enforcement and giving Caesar his due is all about the narrator respecting earthly authority and his strict adherence to law, which is kind of what the Pharisees' deal was all about. I mean, the narrator is so much into the idea of "render unto Caesar" that they would not have spared Barabbas, who was a criminal up there with, you know, Jesus, who was involved in an act of rebellion against the Romans. But Pontius Pilate let him off just because, I don't know, he was feeling nice that day or something. But the narrator would have hung his ass up on that cross rather than letting him off, as Pontius Pilate did, because he is such a righteous, law-abiding person. Anyway,
Unless it's the laws that he doesn't like.
I guess, yeah. Anyway, it's a weird historical side note, but that bit about Barabbas was probably not historically accurate, as the Romans weren't really known for their tolerance of insurrection. But anyway, I digress. So I like this song. I mean, I liked that it drove me to Wikipedia pages and tried to, like, unravel, like, the nuances of the narrator's character, and I enjoyed this quite a bit. And it's interesting for me to think of, like, songs that adhere strongly to a certain genre. In the case of Spin Town, it's like, I'm like, oh, God, it's derivative. But in the case of Sober, it's like, oh, it's homage. It's not derivative. So I'm not sure what the difference is, but there is a difference somehow in my mind.
Yeah, I really liked this one sort of lyrically, and the angle that it took as well, for all the reasons that you've just said. I can tell that it was a bit of a rush job on the production. Like, I know he started it pretty late, and you can tell that not because it's performed badly, but it's just not maybe as embellished as it would normally be if he'd put in a bit more time. And I would be interested to see this one done again with a bit more polish on it. And then underneath that, I've got "No Lullabies Ever" and I've photographed that and put it in the notes of the Zoom for you.
Good. Now, I mean, I think Chumpy's analysis of this is excellent and expert, and it's hard to disagree with. But for me, my experience of this song, I feel like you can copy and paste my comments about my broken demo tape right in here, because this is a good song, but it's a novelty song with a narrator that you can't sympathize with, and that hurts enjoyability when it comes to me. So, yeah, I get the references, and it's a neat take, but it's also not a fun song to listen to, and not something that I want to listen to repeatedly. And it doesn't have to be fun. I mean, I keep on bringing up Micah's song "Chariot Ride"
I love
because
that song so much.
I love it. I love
I've
that
covered
song.
that. I've covered that at open
Oh
mic.
yeah, and it's not a fun song. It is not by any means a fun song, but it is lovely and wonderful and heartbreaking and all of that stuff. And it also refers to, certainly not biblical, but mythological and historical Greek kind of stuff. And it does so in a way that you at least sympathize with somebody and you feel things for somebody. But this narrator is not somebody that I can sympathize with and not somebody that I connect with. So I was just having problems with this song, and I fear that there's going to be a pretty big discrepancy between our rankings from what you've said. But on the other hand, there has been a lot of, now that we've gone through this entire list of the competitors, there are more than four, I think, that's in everybody's top bucket. And if that's the case, then we're going to lose, at least one song that we like no matter what. So I'm not going to feel so bad if my thing of Sober brings it down a little bit, because Sober probably isn't number one for either of you. Yeah.
My broken demo
Oh,
tape, maybe, though.
okay. Well, I'll drag it down a couple of notches. I'm kidding. I'm not, sort of not kidding, but it's just going to happen that way.
Think we all like Cave Dwellers, though. We may all be placing them in the top five.
I think we all
Yeah.
liked Cave Dwellers and we all liked Alleviators
And Cardamom
quite a
Seed.
lot. And Cardamom Seed.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
You're
one of us
shaking
not
your
so
head.
high?
Well, I mean, I liked it. It was kind of novelty-ish.
Okay.
But
Let's
yeah,
see.
that didn't bother me in other cases.
We
I'm
all
not
quite liked
claiming
With Joel as well.
consistency.
Yeah. Except for Leone, I think probably going to put as number one Stacking Theory too, so.
Contractually not allowed.
Yeah, we're vote trading here. So, no, I'm kidding. But okay, yeah, so that was the 13 competitors. Now we have a full six non-competitors, and some of them I think we're going to spend less time on than others. But let's get started.